Together. All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dumb Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method membership, Rock Solid Gym coaching, one-on-one coaching, all of that kind of stuff. Oh, it's been a hot second since I've done this intro. Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, one-on-one coaching, and now a membership site, which I am super excited about and ready to bring to you. So that is what this podcast is brought to you by. This podcast, The Best Diet For You, by the Rock Solid Gym Method membership. This month, the month of July, when this is coming out, we are going through the food experiment. So if you are ready to kind of have a better relationship with food, get the emotions out, have better control with it, and truly just live a life where you can still accomplish your goals and not have to stress about dieting and food and all of that stuff, then this will be it for you. Feel free to join whenever. It is month to month. You can go for $59, or there is a year commitment at a very discounted rate. And I have that all planned out. More information at rocksolidgymmethod.com, rcksldgymmethod.com. All right, let's jump on into this. So I was going through my podcasts and realized I kind of want to update some of them. So I've got a bunch of ideas. I've got some other ones that I kind of want to revamp and bring back, because I realized as I was sharing a few, again, they kind of have old information, or I did them at a time where I was kind of working through some things, and I'm just in a much better spot and have a more solid explanation and reasoning behind things. So I'm super excited to bring this to you. If you are on Spotify or SoundCloud, feel free to leave me a message or screenshot this and tag me in your stories. I would love to see who is secretly watching this. And we are also going live, not live, it's all recorded, on YouTube too. We're going to revamp and bring back the YouTube channel, even if it is just a podcast like everybody else on the internet. I've been doing this for a few years now, though, so I feel like it's okay if I do it, even if it's kind of just been whatever. Anyway, so without further ado, what is the best diet for you? So odds are, if you follow me on social media, you have seen my 100 diet picture. So I took a big sheet of paper. If you want to see, I can show you on YouTube, but took a big sheet of paper and wrote down 100 different diets on it. All of them with success stories, all of them claiming to be the best, the thing that finally got people to lose the weight for good, all of that kind of stuff. And all of them, again, with successful before and after pictures, people that this is life-changing for, like they're going to stick with it forever. So what one do you do if there are 100 successes? So here's the thing. This is where the fitness industry will fail you. So just like with motivation or anything like that, it's good to a certain point. But once you let it consume you to where you don't even know yourself anymore, you don't even have a say, you don't even know what to do or how to trust yourself, then that's where the problem comes. Then that's where you give your power away. You can't just make decisions on your own. You don't know what foods are good or bad for you. And just you lose everything that you once knew to be true. So what is the best diet for you? Simply put, the best diet for you is the diet that you don't have to think about. The diet that is flexible, that does not control your life, that doesn't dictate if you can enjoy a vacation, enjoy a family time, enjoy birthdays and memories and all of that stuff. If it includes packing every single meal, if it includes never being able to eat out except on certain days, depending on if you got in your workout or not, none of that is an actual diet. If it's including counting calories. So here's the other thing. The only time that following a strict diet is okay is if you are an athlete or working on competing for something where your weight and what you look like is a variable. If that isn't, and it's just on performance and it's just on being able to do what it is you want in life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. I have another great podcast called Cravings Come From Lack. I will most likely be updating that one as well later, but that is also a great listen to as well. Because your body's main goal is to keep you alive and to let you know when things are not going super well. So when we silence that and just blindly follow a specific diet because somebody said that that was the best one for you, because somebody said this is the way to do it, this is the one that gets you all the results, this is the one that is the most successful, this is the one that will help you out when nothing else has helped you out before, that is when we start to lose like that voice inside of you. And it's not the voice that you have demonized with cravings. Like, I'm craving this, I'm craving that, I'm trying to silence it, it won't silence. It is constantly, like, against me. My body is just sabotaging me. I'm not meant to lose weight, all of that stuff. It's not that voice. So, I guess going into a little bit of that as well. Cravings come from lack. Lack of nutrition, lack of support, lack of love, whatever it might be. And it's up to you to decide what that is. Because we are so hyper-focused on food, especially if you are in diet and fitness industry or just you work out consistently. We're so hyper-focused on our food and our food intake. That's the only thing that our body is going to be able to use to let us know that there is a problem. Because we don't listen to anything else. We don't listen to it when it's tired. We don't listen to it when it can't go to sleep. We don't listen to it when our heart is racing. We just kind of push it all to the side. We don't listen to it when we physically don't feel well. We kind of just try to push through and keep going because there are no days off. There's no good way to go about it. There's no success beyond it. And that's why our body is craving. So the best way to go about it is to fix all of that, is to kind of reset it all. And that's what we go through with the food experiment. I have journals on Amazon, or all of that is linked on my website, or the membership as well. But we dive into like why our body is craving these things, what certain things mean, like how to let go, the emotions that come up with it, like how to dissect that, what that all looks like. And simply put, once you start eating those foods that you're craving, like in small amounts, you don't need to worry about like overeating, even just like a simple taste will do. So my biggest suggestion is when you have those cravings, like if you're craving a cookie, if you're craving cookies and sweets, like pay a little more and get the single serving. You don't need a pack of 12. You don't need an entire cake. You don't need a 6-pack of donuts. Like just get the one. There are gas stations everywhere. Go and get something from there. There are nice grocery stores. Go and get something from there. Same with like chips and like French fries, all of that kind of stuff. Just go and get it. Get a small, get a single serving. If you're going out to eat, like have the pop. Get the dessert. Don't worry about eating like the healthier option. Don't worry about getting low fat or low carb or anything like that. Just get the food. Just get the food. Because if you're able to find that balance, you're going to be able to stick with it long term. So the best diet for you is the one that takes you through life, that is flexible, that is something you can stick with, that isn't super restrictive. It can have a certain name, it can have a specific name, or it can just be yours. It doesn't need to be anything extra special. It's just how you eat. And how you eat should be supporting your goals, should be supporting your life, should be supporting what it is that you want to do in this life, what it is that you want to see happen. Because when it's supporting that, then you are going to choose that. You are going to choose those healthy options. You are going to choose those foods that actually support you and help you to achieve those goals. So for me, I want to work out more. I want to get stronger. I want to build more muscle. I want to see what my full potential is as a person, as an athlete of my own definition, what is actually going to like work and be helpful for me. So I'm going to eat accordingly. But also, on the flip side, I really just enjoy being a human, and I like the rebellious side because the turning point for me was finding myself at the bottom of a PB2 bottle, and PB2 is just powdered peanut butter, because I wouldn't allow myself to have anything else in the house, and I was terrified of going out to restaurants or even just down the street to a Cold Stone, knowing that like one cup of ice cream was going to satisfy a craving in me that had been there for months. And I was too afraid of what other people were going to say about me. People that like don't care. They don't care about you. Everybody else is too consumed with their own lives and too consumed about their own issues to care about what you're doing. Okay? So the fact that you look fit is actually going to be a benefit for somebody that is also in the ice cream line, that is also at the fast food line, that sees you walking out with a bag of chips. Seeing that there is balance and there is possibilities, you will not put on 10 pounds right away. Your years and decades of muscle growth and muscle build is not going to be lost with one day away from the gym and is not going to disappear with a little less protein because you just didn't want to eat it that day. The reason I created my food experiment, the journal, the course, and now in my membership as well, diving into it live each year, is because I wanted to see how my body reacted. How your body reacts depends on sleep, stress, how you're fueling it, and how you're existing moment to moment and in between those meals. And the experimental mindset is the one that is the biggest. It's honestly the thing that really does set you free from everything that has consumed your life. Because with an experiment, there is no success or failure. There's just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to toss it? Do you want to try something else to kind of tweak it a little bit to see if you get a different result? But it ultimately puts you back in control of your life. Because you have been giving it away for so long to certain diets, to certain routines, thinking that that is the secret, that is the missing thing. The diet that works is the diet that you believe will work. And there's nothing more to it other than that. Because when you believe it will work, you're actually going to put in the effort to see it through, to make it work. Because otherwise, it's not going to. It's not going to, because you can't force a diet to work if you don't think it's going to work, or if you're tired of it, or if you don't like it, or you can't imagine it to actually happen. If you're seeing it on the video, I'm writing down the timestamp to share. Share for later. But it comes down to that. Because your belief in something has a lot more like say and push than what other people say about it. Because I've done programs and I've gone through things that guarantee results, that say like this reset everything and worked for so many people, and I got nothing. I got like deeper anxiety. I got less belief in myself because of it. But the moment I truly didn't want to do that anymore, I was done tracking, I was done with my fitness pal, I was done following every little thing, like having super bland food and being happy with adding cinnamon to my oatmeal. And that was it. Finding pumpkin spice? Amazing! Because my life was so bland. If you're chewing gum to get you through to your next meal because you are starving yourself and you don't need to cut weight for a competition, it's time to rethink things. I know you want so, or you are so envious of people that can just eat whatever they want. They don't have to stress about it. They have the body of your dreams and they can just exist. That is, and I thought that too. I thought, like, next time, I just want a redo on life and I would like to be able to do that. I would like to be able to just eat whatever I want, not have to worry about it, and like have the body of my dreams. You can create that. And once you start doing that, once you start letting go of like the perfection of it all, everything changes. It's a ripple effect. It does. My body dysmorphia has started to fade. Like, it's, you know, when you put on like a filter and you move a little bit and it kind of comes off and then comes back on. I've been seeing that in the mirror lately. Because I'm fueling myself right. I'm not putting anything super strict on my diet. I know what foods work and what don't work. And it's a conscious decision. It's a conscious choice every time I do something different. Every time I go to the gas station and I get cheese-filled breadsticks instead of like having a home-cooked meal, it's a conscious choice. I'm probably going to be backed up. Probably not going to feel super great. Probably going to break out on my face. But I really wanted to eat it. So I'm going to eat it. And I'm going to deal with the consequences afterwards and not hate on myself for it. Like, there is absolutely no shame, no heavy emotions attached to food anymore. And I love food. I love food. But there's no guilt or shame associated with it anymore. There's no foods that, like, hold happier weight than sad weight or, like, disgust. Like, my healthy meals are just as good and just as happy as, like, eating out. Eating out, I put as, like, something special. It's not an everyday thing. It's not something I want to do super often because I know, you know, like, home-cooked meals are better for you. You know, like, what healthier options are. But that doesn't make them, like, any better or worse. Once you take the emotion out of food, you have so much control and so much say. And everything does just fall into place. But it's not something that just happens with the snap of a finger. Like, you may have that realization, like, wow, yeah, that does make sense. I can see how that would be beneficial for me. I can see how, like, it's changing. But this is something you've been doing for years, if not decades. It's going to take time. With any kind of change, with any kind of habit change, it takes time. And you can do it for however long, whatever people suggest or say, but don't follow it to a T, because once you start putting a timestamp on something, it's not going to work out for you, because you're only going to go to that time. You're not going to push yourself. You're not going to be open to it. So that's what I'd suggest. I don't know where to go with this now. There's always a point in the podcast where I get off of my tangent enough and I'm like, is this the end or am I going to bring something else up that I continue on with? And I'm trying not to look at the timestamp either because who cares? Who cares? Okay, how about I give you 3 steps for like working on this right now? So my 3 steps, this is basically what my 3 days to cutting cravings is. So if you want something a little bit more tangible, I would go and download that. It's a free course, 3 days of cutting cravings. And it's really just working through this and dealing with the emotional side of it. But first, what I want you to do is I want you to write down whatever diet you're following. Whatever diet you're following, I'm writing this down too so I can put it in notes. And why are you following it? Okay. Once you are done with that, if you're listening to this on the road, just like come back to it, okay? You don't need to. Please don't write and drive, okay? So, number one, what diet are you following? And why are you following it? Whether it has a name or not, I want you to write that down. Number 2. Oh my gosh, frickin' A. I had it. I knew what number 1, 2, and 3 was gonna be. Okay. what diet you're following, why you're following it. This is all, none of this is scripted. I just have a title of a topic to go off of for the podcast. Okay, what diet you're following, why you're following it, the good and bad results you've gotten from it, okay, whether that's like weight loss that you have seen, whether that's like more knowledge that you've gained. Bad could be weight gain, medical issues, like intolerances you didn't know about, like a worse relationship with food. Like, write down the good and the bad. And the last part is I want you to put down and write out, like, what do you actually want your relationship with food to look like? What do you actually want your diet? No, not diet. What do you want your relationship to food with food to be? Okay. What do you want your relationship with food to be? And it is a relationship. Okay? So it's not some whimsical fantasy. It can, make it whatever you want. But what do you want it to be? Like, once you have lost the weight, once you have gained that body of your dreams, the existence of your dreams, you're living your dream life, what role does food play in it? Is it at the forefront of your mind? Or is it something that's there? It's fueling your days. You enjoy it. You go out to eat. You have your favorite restaurants. You order whatever you want. And it doesn't have to be anything like bougie or expensive or super high up or whatever. It can literally just be ordering whatever you want without worrying about how many calories are in it, how it's prepared, if it's actually good or bad, anything like that. You're saying yes to a drink. You're saying yes to more than just water. If you actually want a drink of some kind, even if it's like lemonade or something, if you want dessert, you're saying yes to dessert, even though you just had a full meal, you're still gonna say yes to it. What do you want your life to be like with food? And that's what you need to work on. That is your diet. That is your new diet. That is your new healthy eating. Put out, write out, like, journal. Put it on a sticky note. What is your dream life like? Are you super active? Are you super competitive? Or are you just, like, existing? You're going to eat accordingly. You're going to do that based on all of it. Your diet is going to match the life that you want because it's going to support the life you want. And if that's what you want, and what you're doing right now isn't helping it, then stop it. Stop it right now. Go get Cutting Cravings in 3 days. Join the food experiment. At whatever point you're listening to this, all of the information for it is going to be on the website. You're going to be able to see like where we're at in the year. I'm starting all of this in July. So it's starting off with the food experiment. And whenever you come in, you're going to have all of that content, all of those modules to go through at your own pace. Like if you're joining with me live, you're able to like work through it at your own pace. But whenever you come in, there's so much content in there already. And I'm adding more bonuses. I'm adding in new things here and there. Like it's going to be a lot of information. And it's based on all of this. The pillars are food, fitness, and body image. And it's all dealing with the emotional side of it. Because that's huge. It plays a huge role in your life. And especially if you're listening to stuff like this, if my content, if my podcasts speak to you in any kind of way, this is exactly what I go through in my courses. This is exactly what the Rock Solid Gym Method is. It's breaking it down, but in tangible ways. Where you have goals to reach, where you have things to do, where there is a step-by-step process. But it starts with this. What diet are you following and why are you following it? What are the good and bad results you've gotten from it? And what do you actually want your relationship with food to be like in the future? With all of your dreams coming true, what is it? Once you have that figured out, everything else can kind of fall into place after that. Okay? So I want you to start with that. That is your homework after this episode. If nothing else, I hope this brought a little bit of light to it. I know it's going to be a lot to kind of digest if you're new into this. You've got a lot of things to work through, but I do promise if you're willing to put in the work, just like with anything you've done, and I know you can because you've gotten to this point, you can follow a diet plan, you can follow a workout routine, you can be committed. You are just ready for that next level of yourself and transitioning through that without losing your identity. I'm an expert in that. So come join me in the membership site. If not, I do have a couple spots open with my one-on-one coaching. It is very personalized. It is very one-on-one. You do get access to all of my programs and the membership site for as long as we are working together. It is a larger investment. It's the largest investment option that I do have. So if you're willing to do that, I'm willing to work with you. But otherwise, that is all I have for you today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.